And now to a book that is being read by a great many people, John Grisham's latest. It's called The Last Juror, and this legal thriller from Grisham is near the top of bestseller lists. Our reviewer Alan Chuse just read the book, appropriately enough, on an airplane.
It seemed like the right thing to do, take a Grisham novel along on a cross-country flight. Books like his are supposed to catch your attention and hold it so you can take your mind off turbulence, and once you deplane, you don't have to think about them ever again. Well, The Last Juror worked as a cure for jitters in the air. While we were bumping around over the upper Midwest, I was so deep into the story of a small-town Mississippi murder trial that I scarcely paid any attention to the rough air. Grisham tells the story in the first person, from the point of view of a recent college dropout named Willie Traynor. Traynor has a rich grandmother who spots him the money to buy the rural Mississippi weekly newspaper he's been working for. While he's just learning to do the job of publisher, a backwoods creature named Danny Paget rapes and kills a local single mother. Traynor builds up his circulation reporting on the trial and the subsequent murders that occur 10 years later after the convicted killer is paroled. Needless to say, Grisham knows how to construct a plot, so all this doesn't occur in as flat-footed a manner as it might sound. There are turns, there are twists, and subplots, mainly a sentimental one in which Traynor befriends a local black woman who becomes the first black juror in the history of the county, and some great courtroom scenes. As you might expect, Grisham is best at making courtroom scenes. But he's also good at sketching in the social details of rural Mississippi in the 1970s, the structure of local government, race relations, the sort of thing some sociologist in the far future might find useful. All in all, the novel was just good enough to keep me from being embarrassed about reading it, and just bad enough to make me feel a little turbulence in my judgment.
The book is The Last Juror by John Grisham. Our reviewer, Alan Chuse, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.